Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. In today's episode, I have the number one trending movie on Prime, and there's a buddy comedy with John Cena. It's called Ricky Stanicky. Now, my vets know how I feel about Cena. I mean, I like him. He's solid in comedies when he doesn't have to do all the heavy lifting. I just don't think he has the acting chops to be a full-on leading man, and he seems to keep getting all these leading man roles. He's best in supporting roles to me. Now, since this is an ensemble cast, I'm hoping we get just the right amount of Cena. So what is this one about? Well, we start out with three childhood friends, and they look to be in that pre-teen range. They go to pull this rather harmless prank. Spoiler-free, things don't go as planned. So before the authorities can get there, they leave some clothing behind with a name in them, Ricky Stanicky, a made-up person, and it works. And from that point on, they decide to keep using this imaginary person to blame things on. Fast forward, they're all adults now and they're still best friends. And we find they've been using Ricky all this time and they've like created this whole person. He has social media and everything. So Dean, he's having a baby. So they're having a baby shower and they have to attend. But they use Ricky. They get this phone call saying that, you know, from Ricky, he's battling cancer and he's alone at hospital. And they're like, wow, that really sucks. But the wives, being the understanding spouses that they are, they say, hey, go be with your friend. Everything's cool. However, they really use that time to go to Atlantic City. Now, while they're in Atlantic City, they meet this performer called Rock Hard Rod, who does these musical parodies of popular songs. They have this brief exchange and they end up getting his card. Unfortunately, Dean's wife goes into labor and they have to rush back and he misses the birth. Now, everyone was calling around looking for them at the hospitals. And of course, no one had heard of Ricky Stanicky. Now, everyone's suspicious and they start to question if this person is even real. So since he's going to be in town, everybody's saying, well, hey, invite Ricky that no one's ever met. Invite him to the bris. And that's really where I have to stop, because they really don't have a choice but to, you know, have him come to the bris. And they're trying to think of a way to get out of this situation. And they said, well, maybe we should just hire somebody to play this guy. In comes Rock Hard Rod. And he's really committed to the role and he does a good job, but he overstays his welcome. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 45% on 71 reviews on the Rotten scale, with the audience at 73% on over 500 reviews. But what did I think? Well, let me get to the positives. Buddy comedies, you know, one of the main requirements is you have to have good chemistry between all the friends. And, you know, sometimes they have that one black friend that they like to put in movies just to check off one of the boxes. And, you know, he's that one black friend. He's friends with all these white people. But it feels forced because they don't make his personality match the friends that he, you know, he's supposed to have. Here, I can totally see how, you know, they were friends and they stayed friends. They didn't try to write a so-called black character. They wrote a friend, and I appreciate that. He just happens to be black. Another subtle thing they did was they made him gay. Now, again, for whatever reason, every movie has to have a gay character and they always try to shoehorn or force something in here. But I like what they did here because it wasn't a fulcrum point. They didn't say, hey, look at this black gay guy. It was just who he was. They didn't make a big deal out of it. They didn't try to make some kind of socially conscious point. They just wrote him. He happened to be gay. It comes up in conversation. It comes up in the relationship. They mention it and they move on. It's not this big thing. So that's how you include diverse characters if you're trying to do that. You don't make it a big deal and make a big point all the fingers toward it and say, hey, look at this black guy having the movie. Hey, look at this gay character. Just write the role and just let it be. Sounds weird coming from a buddy comedy movie, but I did kind of want to make that point because even a cheap movie like this, something that's not trying to say anything, they're showing people how you can actually just write a movie and just put it in there and just leave it be without making some kind of social point. Anyway, I'm happy to say we actually get the right amount of Cena in here. I mean, he's really all in this role. And the musical parodies are childish, but in the best way. They're absolutely hilarious. Very funny. He really leans into this role, and it's in his strengths and his wheelhouse. And when it is required for him to be a little bit serious and show some emotion, he does a solid job of that too. I mean, for me, Cena was really the best part of the movie. In fact, the whole cast was really good, but Cena really stood out to me. But let me get to these negatives. Outside of that promising premise, the way they set that up, this really ultimately boils down to a rehash of middle-aged guys that don't want to grow up. And, you know, they don't know how good they have it. They have wives that are actually pretty cool. I didn't think they would have an issue with taking an occasional guy's trip. I never really understood why they need for all the subterfuge, why they had to jump through all these hoops. These wives doesn't seem like if they wanted to, you know, go somewhere that they would actually have a problem with it. And as grown men, the whole thing is really childish. And if you really think about what they're doing, it kind of falls apart under scrutiny. The fact they carried this into their 30s is pretty sad. And that brings me to the tone. Sometimes the tone in spots, we actually kind of feel sorry for some of the characters. And that's a little bit too heavy based on the vibe of the rest of the movie. And it's very predictable. It's going to end exactly in the way you think it's going to end. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? Yes, I did. I would put this one right at a 70% on the Rotten scale. I laughed out loud a few times. I enjoyed Cena's performance, even though it's a bit childish, rehashes some territory done better in other movies, and it overstays its welcome a little bit. It does run a little long. Overall, it's still a very solid comedy. Just turn your brain off and kind of just go with it. Don't try to think too much about all the things that would happen and could happen if you make up a character and involve them in your life and all the holes, plot holes that come along with that. Just forget about that and just kind of just go with it. And you will definitely have a good time watching this movie. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Thank you once again for support. I appreciate it. I'm looking at those views go up, and I definitely am still amazed that people want to listen to me. Even, you know, the few fans I have want to listen to me ramble on about movies. But yeah, I appreciate each and every one of you. Now, this weekend is going to be pretty busy, so I'm not sure how many of these I'm going to get done, but we're going to have a lot of content coming. There's that new scary movie. Actually, there's two scary movies that come out in the theaters this weekend. Both limited releases, I believe. You have Conor McGregor's acting debut. And yeah, I just know he's going to be terrible. But I'm an open mind. As you guys know, I'm not going to go into it saying he's going to be terrible. I'm just going to go in with an open mind and see how he does. And yes, I'm not telling you the names of any of these movies because you got to come back and listen to the podcast to find out. And then there's one other movie that's still trending in the top five on Netflix that I still need to get around to. Actually, there's two movies. So yeah, if I have time to, between going to the movies at least twice, and then there's three movies that are streaming I want to see. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to fit all of that in, but I'm going to try for you guys. So I'm definitely not going to get all these recorded this weekend, but for sure, we're going to get at least one more podcast this weekend, maybe two, if I have time to sit down and write between, you know, watching all this stuff. But anyway, thank you. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time. Peace.